If you're a fan of percussion, this next story is for you. The Atlanta-based contemporary chamber ensemble Chamber Cartel is performing a piece for six percussionists, and they're using an instrument that the musicians had to build themselves. WABE's Mike Johns joined them as they rehearsed at the Goat Farm Arts Center and has this story.
This music, that kind of sounds like a celestial bombardment, this is being played on an instrument called the sixin.
And it's a 19-tone, metal sort of xylophone, if you will.
This is Caleb Heron.
And I am the artistic director of Chamber Cartel.
And he's one of the people who built the sixin. As the name would suggest, the composition requires six of them, one for each musician. And they do look like xylophones, only big. Like xylophones made out of the stuff left over at a construction site, which is not, as it turns out, too far off.
But yeah, ours is made out of aluminum channel, and the bars range from about 27 inches long to just 12 inches long.
And you built this?
With the help of Arlene Schmidt and American Field Maintenance, they were instrumental in helping me construct this, and my dad, actually.
Instrumental, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Heron has gone to the trouble of constructing these massive instruments in order to perform a piece of music called Pleiad by modern composer Ioannis Xenakis. This will likely be the first time this piece of music has been performed in the region.
As far as I know, I've tried to put it out there, and you know, so no one said no. No, so you know, it is the first performance in the Southeast,
and by extension, the first sixin constructed in Georgia. Again, as far as Heron knows. I'll come back to the instrument in a second, but we have to talk about the music and its composer. The six musicians and their instruments are arranged in a circle facing each other. They're each standing at an array of toms, conga drums, bongos, timpani, enormous bass drums, xylophones, and the sixin. In the cavernous space at the goat farm, the effect is elephant-y. Heron tells me that Xenakis took a mortar shell to the face during the Greek Civil War in the mid-1940s. He survived and emigrated to Paris.
He was an architect. He studied mathematics in school. But the music, it's really interesting, the music that he gets is not, you know, square and computerish and standoffish. It has this supernatural element to it, this elemental force. You know, you just feel like you're just being hit by something that is just so great. And that's all of his pieces, you know, have that sort of like nugget of, I don't know, just you can't explain it. It's there though, and you can like feel it.
Another thing that is difficult to explain about Xenakis' composition is its featured instrument. He only gives vague instructions in the written score on how to build the sixin and what it's supposed to sound like, so some sound like this. And some like this. And others like this. So I asked Caleb what the instrument is actually supposed to do that an existing instrument can't.
This is, you know, my unsubstantiated opinion. So this is not a scholarly opinion. I haven't done any research on it yet. But it seems to me that Xenakis, his work dealt a lot with glissandi.
Like sliding from one note to another.
Yeah, sliding from one note to another, and that sort of sound space.
But Xenakis specifies for the sixin to be microtonal, meaning...
The cliche term, it's the notes between the notes. It's, like you have between a C and a C sharp on a piano, it'd be between those two.
So while you may not be able to glide from one note to another...
You kind of get that shift. You don't hear, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It just sort of melds into this one thing. And so I think that's why he had to invent an instrument, because there were no percussion instruments that really did that.
When I spoke to Heron, he had spent all day moving all of the drums, all the percussion pieces to the goat farm. We were sitting on the floor together, and he was still working to assemble the six-in that he had spent weeks measuring and cutting. And the six musicians had just begun the four short days of rehearsal that they had for one performance, Saturday night. Now, that is an intense amount of work for one show. So I had to ask Haron, what was he getting out of all of this effort?
When you tap into to music like this, that it's, you know, it's something so great and so fundamentally awesome in like the really awe-inspiring sense of the word, you know, you feel that too, and you feed off that. And so it really feels, you feel alive.
Chamber Cartel performs Pléiade at the Goat Farm this Saturday night at 8 p.m. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.